Ghost Ship Radio Network.
Sail onward.
Banterbox Radio. If you want to get ahead, get a hat.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Banterbox Radio. This is episode 70 for this June the 28th, 2016. My name is Thomas Towson. The other guy who's going to talk in just a second, or not, I don't know. Honestly, I just don't know. His name is Dan Knight. Dan?
And if I choose not to talk?
I'll be honest, I was hoping
that I didn't.
Yeah, so, but I mean, I'm glad you, well, no, that'd be a lie. He's the other guy who's going to be here saying things, and I'm one of the other guys as well who's going to be here saying things. So, but there's only two, so
yeah.
I don't want you to think there's more.
Who's that third guy saying things?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
That's Giles.
Do we have a Giles?
Oh, I have a Giles.
What does that mean?
Whatever you want it to mean.
Okay.
But I have one.
Great. We are back again this week to do what we do every single week. Which is, Dan, what is that?
Man. Well, pretty much we just tell people's news and give them the blues.
Their news. We tell them their news?
We tell them their news and they get the blues.
Because they got their own news.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. How do you know other people's news?
I dig through their garbage. I find scraps.
You know, I regret not believing in you, or trusting that you knew what you were talking about. Clearly, you got something going on there.
I've been around the block.
Definitely not 100% legal, but I still admire your tenacity.
Is it? I mean, it's discarded. It's garbage. So people,
yeah, that's
people
true.
Underestimate the amount of things you can find mm-hmm. in one's garbage.
That's true. I definitely know that.
I know that for a fact, because I dig into my own garbage all the time, and I'm like, I don't remember throwing this away.
Mm-hmm.
This is valuable, this banana peel.
You never know what you can do with a banana peel.
You make people slip on it, and you can wear it as a hat. Those are the two first things that come to mind.
Those are two great uses, yeah. So, yeah, we're going to do that. We're gonna give you some of the news. Not necessarily your news, but just some news.
News that may or may not be yours. Of ownership wise.
Yeah, and it's going to be real dumb.
Oh, yeah.
On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being not dumb, 1 being dumb, it's around a 2. I'm going to say a solid 2.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's a good amount of dumb.
Yeah, it's usually a fair amount peppered in.
And we're going to do that in just a moment. But before we do, let me tell you what today is. One, it's a Tuesday.
Yes.
It's the 28th. But that's not what you want to know. You want to know what national day it is. It's National Paul Bunyan Day.
I thought you were going to say National Paul Bearer Day.
It's National Paul Bearer-in-yan Day.
Paul Bearer-in-yan.
Paul Bearer's Onion Day.
Oh, my
God.
One
of those niche holidays.
Where there are people that get carried in a coffin by onion men.
No, it's the onions belonging to pallbearers. Pallbearers onions.
Pallbearers onions day.
Yeah.
So people who specifically ply their trade as being a pallbearer
grow
onions.
Yes.
That are somehow different than normal store-bought onions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's because they're owned by them. That's really. That's
oh yeah, there's no other.
I mean, there could be. I don't know. I'm no pallbearer onion expert. Okay, I didn't go to Bearer Onion U.
Yeah, I know you didn't, and your parents are very disappointed about that.
You know, it honestly was a huge letdown.
You've wasted your life.
Yeah.
We've gone off a real weird road.
We have, but it's National Paul Bunyan Day, and you know him. You know the fella.
The
He's
Jolly
that
Green
guy.
Giant.
Yeah, definitely him. It's definitely the Jolly Green Giant.
Isn't that what they call him?
No.
The Jolly...
He wasn't green.
Oh, so he's just a giant.
Yeah, he had that ox.
And now...
That big blue ox.
And what did that thing do?
Mostly ox things.
It oxed things?
Yeah, frequently. I would say it oxed more often than it didn't ox.
On a scale of one to ox, how oxen would you
say? Oh, certainly ox. I would give it ox out of ox.
Oh, my goodness.
But anyway, so it's his day. He was made up, but let's definitely give him a day anyway. And to celebrate, you could read one or several of the Paul Bunyan tales. Honestly, I'm not going to police you on that, so you decide.
There's several?
Yeah.
So he was a lumberjack, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, big guy.
Lumberjack.
It's like at least seven feet tall.
No, and that's...
He was hundreds, I don't know. Some ginormous monster of a character.
And that's the brawny characters?
Sure. No.
Made from?
I don't know. Maybe. Who knows? No, I don't think so. What? You're asking too many deep questions, okay? And anyway, the other way you can do this, you can celebrate, is to use hashtag National Paul Bunyan Day on your social medias, because those are definitely important.
And people will certainly identify with that.
Yeah, they're going to be like, whoa, are you kidding me? I almost missed National Paul Bunyan Day? Thank goodness someone hashtagged it.
Thanks for the heads up.
All right, Dan, we shouldn't dilly-dally any longer. We should get right into the news.
Okay.
You sound real upset about it.
I thought we were done. I thought that was the whole show.
Well, we're 6.5 minutes in, so yeah, I think we are done.
Oh, let's call it.
Well, that's it.
That's a wrap.
Bye, folks. You can find us on our website. All right, what you got?
Police in Merrimack, New Hampshire have taken a snapshot of a mysterious animal prowling the graveyard.
Mm-mm.
An officer took a snapshot and the internet exploded with tales of fancy. Many compared its stature with that of the legendary Chupacabra.
The
Mexican goat sucker of famed lore.
Oh, wow.
Sucking on them goats.
You know, I like to suck a nice goat here and there, but you don't see me being called the Chupacabra.
Well, not a teat, though, of a goat.
Yeah.
To get that precious meow.
That's what I like.
That's what you do. I've seen you do that.
Yeah.
I've caught you in the backyard sucking on a goat teat.
You know, that's a sentence I don't think I've ever heard before. All right.
Trademarked.
Banterbox Radio. As good as sucking on a goat's teat in the backyard.
At 2 in the morning.
All right.
Police Lieutenant Matthew Tarleton had this to say. except no substitute. He said, quote, "To be honest, it looks like something out of a horror movie. I have seen some sick foxes and stuff, but this one, I don't know what it is. It's definitely unique looking."
Great. What an invaluable description. I thought it was fake at first, and it's definitely not a sick fox, but it's something.
It's certainly something. Many officials believe it could be a coyote or fox afflicted with mange. That being said, he added, and that's it. That's all he said. Huh. Well, you know, it could be a fox, but many officials believe it could be. I said that, actually. I know some people have suggested that we nurse it back to good health, but it's not realistic, he said. For an animal this sick, it probably needs to be put down.
Oh, I want a pet chupacabra, though.
Yeah, I know. How are you expected to populate the species of chupacabras if you're killing them off?
You kidding me? You're going to just put down anything that sucks a goat? All right.
I mean, I guess you're
next. I would be put down every 2 a.m.
Every 2? All
right.
I thought it was just the times when I caught you, but you do it every night.
You think that you just happen to stumble upon the one time I suck a goat? Okay, this is getting real weird. All right,
it's the squeals that awake me, and it's not from the goat.
It's most definitely from me.
Anyway, what do you have? Let's move away from
this weirdness.
Yeah, it's like, well, we found some sort of mysterious animal in a graveyard.
Yeah, that's true.
And, police are saying, if you see it, call us, and we'll figure out if we want to kill it or not.
Oh, great.
That's what the police
said.
Thanks
for the input. Well, you've got a nice story about scary monsters.
Mm-hmm.
How about a story about murder most foul?
Okay, yeah, sure.
Yeah, you like that? Okay, now that I've gotten your approval, I can go ahead.
Okay.
A suspect on house arrest swapped his prosthetic leg and its attached GPS ankle monitor for a spare limb and went on the loose, shooting a man to death, while authorities believed he remained inside his home, police in Washington, D.C. said. Quincy Green, 34, appeared to, at first, have a strong alibi for the killing. A GPS monitor attached to his body that showed he hadn't moved in days. But the tracker had been mistakenly attached to a prosthetic leg, allowing Green to trade limbs and leave the house, according to the Washington Post. I left that in there. Oh, which, by the way, cited court documents. I left all that in there. This is actually for reals. This sounds like goofy nonsense. This is real.
Mm.
Green was ordered and confined to his home in April when awaiting trial on gun possession charges. For reasons that authorities are still investigating, a privately contracted technician placed the GPS monitor on Green's prosthetic leg. After leaving his house, Green shot 44-year-old Dana Hamilton to death, according to police, who didn't disclose the motive. Maybe because he didn't have a leg to stand on.
That's it. That's the show.
That's the end. And you can find us on our website at... All right. Where was I? When detectives learned Green was on house arrest, they asked the city pretrial services agency for his whereabouts on the day of the shooting. The GPS tracker showed he was at home, police said, and remained there days after. So they're thinking, couldn't have been him. He's just been at home being a good little boy.
That's right.
Minding his P's and Q's.
And dotting his I's. And eating soup.
Yeah. That's what you do when you're innocent. Yeah, you just...
You eat soup, you're like, oh, this soup is too cold for my little tongue.
Oh, I feel like warm down in my tum-tum.
I need to take a nap. I'm so tired.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty innocent, right?
Yeah.
Chicken noodle soup is about as innocent as you can go. Investigators checked camera footage from the area near the shooting and spotted a gunman with an obvious limp. Inside Green's home, police with a search warrant discovered a box in his living room containing the prosthetic leg with the tracking device still attached to the ankle.
You clever beast.
Yeah, that's some sneaky business there. It sounds like definitely a slip-up on whoever put on the thing.
Yeah.
They definitely dropped the ball there, and someone got murdered because of it.
Well, I don't know. Maybe it was an inside job. You said it was an independent contractor that attached the ankle bracelet. Maybe... It was like, that's Joey from,
Hey, Capiche!
Hey, Joey!
Hey!
That's my old college buddy, Joey!
He brought the cannolis.
And the ankle bracelets.
That's right, it's always a good time.
Those things go hand in hand, like oil and water.
Yes. Okay. so he killed a guy.
So he killed a guy.
Actually, a girl. A woman.
He killed a girl.
Okay, next. Next!
Next!
Whoa!
A sad, sad man in New Mexico is facing charges after breaking into his grandmother's home and attempting to steal her frozen dinners.
Look at that. Wow, that is hilarious. I do have to ask. How do you know he's sad? And not just sad, but sad.
I mean, if you consider a man stealing from his grandmother.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
That's sad.
Yeah, it's sad.
And then you imagine stealing poor quality food from your grandmother.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
That's a sad.
That's good stuff. That is definitely sad. All right, tell me about this sad little man.
And I guess you could probably add a third sad because he didn't
actually... Could I add a sad?
You could add a sad because he didn't even... He wasn't even able to steal from his grandmother.
Wow.
So he failed at that.
Tell me about it. Tell me more.
Well, I think, you know...
No, you haven't told me.
I've told you. He tried.
Oh.
And failed.
Great.
When police arrived on the scene, 34-year-old Jonathan Saez, S-A-I-Z, says...
You know, Dan, I'm going to have to say this is going to go down as one of the weirdest episodes.
It's very bizarre.
It's weird.
It may or may not be due to the fact that...
Don't give our inside secrets, okay?
Our special sauce secrets.
There's no secrets.
There is no special sauce.
All right. No special sauce. All right. Tell me.
Yeah, Jonathan Says stuck his thumb in the eye of the officer. He said, you know what? You wouldn't let me steal Nana's food? Here's thumb in your eye.
That's what happens. It's the next logical step. Look, I'm just here doing my civic duty, stealing Nan Nan's delicious frozen
Nan Nans.
Yeah, frozen Nan Nans. You're going to tell me no? You get a thumb in the eye.
That's, I mean, that's by the book. That's bird law. The deputy said later they found a handgun in his pocket, as well as, quote, several glass pipes with drug residue.
What a surprise.
He's now facing firearms and battery on a peace officer charges. But if he goes to jail, at least he'll be able to get a meal he's been clamoring for.
Oh, what an insightful bit of commentary there, Dan. Back to you.
Couldn't steal from your own grandmother. You are a sad, sad, sad man.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. It's pretty bad said.
Maybe she's spry, though, you know? Yeah,
maybe she's packing heat. Maybe she's got some, you know, a shotgun.
She's got one of those garter belt little pea shooters.
I don't want to think about Nan-Nan in a garter belt.
She pulls that really old lady dress up.
She's like, nah, we're done here. We're done. We're moving on. Jonathan, is that you? What are you doing stealing my Hot Pockets? Luckily, they weren't just frozen meals. They were the crappiest and bottom of the totem pole meals. They were frozen Hot Pockets.
You know I love the meatball one.
Oh, that's even one of the worst ones.
I like to dip them in Thousand Island.
Oh, gross. Ugh, okay, great. Let's just, okay. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
What's cooler than being cool?
Ice cold.
Yeah, that's correct. Now, that has nothing to do with my next story, but I'm glad that you were able to contribute that.
All right.
A man in Rhode Island has a big beef with a local restaurant that called him fatty on the recipe. Or, sorry, not on the recipe. They didn't give out a recipe. On the receipt.
On the receipt.
Yeah. Dylan Arnold was eating at All Stars Bar and Grill Tuesday night when it came time to settle his bill. Quote, I was signing my slip, Arnold said. I didn't really pay attention to it yet, and then I just happened to read it, and I saw it in the corner and was like, wow, and my heart just dropped. And then it will also go on. His heart will go on, I promise.
Just hear
me out. It will eventually go on. On the receipt where Arnold's name should be was the word fatty.
Oh, that's not cool.
Restaurant owner Antonio Ambrosio. That sounds like a fake name. Sounds like a bad guy, like some sort of Italian villain,
who has probably some sort of side business selling cannolis and ankle bracelets.
Yeah, if we know anything about the Italian culture, it's nothing.
It would be 0%.
Restaurant owner Antonio Ambrosio says that he requires servers to put the customer's name on the check. Quote, writing the name personalizes their visit, and yesterday an employee wrote the word fatty on their check, Ambrosio said. Ambrosio is very familiar with the employee who handled the order. Very, very familiar.
Intimately familiar.
Well, let's not go that far. It's his 18-year-old son, TJ Arnold.
It's funny because,
His 18-year-old son, TJ. Mm-hmm. Arnold posted a video of the offensive receipt to Facebook, where it quickly went viral. Both Ambrosios attempted to apologize via the Facebook post. Antonio Ambrosio wrote, quote, we sincerely apologize for your negative experience last night. It was very unprofessional, to say the least. We take full accountability for what occurred and would like to make it up to you. Please call me so that we can offer you something for the inconvenience. This should not have happened, and my staff will be dealt with right away. Let it be known that I did not do an offensive Italian accent for that.
You didn't.
You
did it earlier in the
article. I made up for it. I made reparations by doing this.
Okay.
We're all even now, okay? My not being a racist piece of crap makes up for when I did it earlier.
That's how it works.
That's how, we're not going to get into some commentary here. Where was I? Ambrosio has since fired his son and said the teen is also forbidden to eat at the restaurant. That's pretty cold. Fired his son, and his son's no longer allowed to eat at his restaurant. That's pretty good. I like it. That's good. Hey.
You can have takeout, though.
Yes, you can. Because, I mean, maybe this is the guy that tried to pay for his alimony and pizza.
Oh, maybe it's that guy, except he lives in Italy, and he doesn't own a pizza
joint. This is in Rhode Island, and Rhode Island's basically Little Italy.
Everybody knows that.
Yeah. But let me tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
That's all, actually.
Okay, great. Let me tell you something else. I ain't got anything else.
Bada-bing, bada-boom.
Well, let's make a little trek over to Iowa.
Do you, like, physically, you want to make
a
trek
there?
Yeah,
let's personally go there right now.
All right, well, we'll stop the show.
Yeah.
I'm picking back. Okay, hey, everybody, we are back. We are here in Iowa.
Iowa.
Jump cut. Hey, we're here.
While it's not necessarily a crime, some mysterious individuals are creeping the hell out of locals in Muscatine County, Iowa. Drivers going down the remote roads at night have seen strange men dressed in black trench coats lurking on the side of the road, and some even callously walking into traffic.
That's sketchy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's weird.
Many naysayers are calling it a hoax. Quote, my son has experienced this and it's no joke, Beatrice Wilson Strong told local NBC station KWQC.
KWQC TV.
That's right.
That's their jingle that I made up. You're welcome. They can use that for free.
But they have to pay me.
What?
It was really a frightening experience to him. To bring the creeped out ceiling even higher, many people have called the police reporting that these strange men are wandering into their yards at night.
Great.
So, yay!
This is definitely scary. This is a good spooktacular spook fest for this, for our Halloween episode, which this is.
That's what it is. It's a halfway to Halloween episode.
Yeah.
Police are convinced it is a group of teenagers playing pranks. Having a jest at the expense of the poor townsfolk.
Yep. What happened to sock hops? That's not good enough for the youth of today.
The youth of the nation?
Malt shop. Yeah, we are. The malt shops and sock hops and bebops.
And soda bops.
Bebop Shalulas.
And the cool spots.
God.
And rock steadies. And police say if anyone sees anything, any funny business at all, you dial 911.
Or shoot them.
Or you have
complete... This is America.
Yep. This is exactly that, and you shoot strange people all the time in America.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, there are people that do that, and they're called criminals.
Yes.
And don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't condone it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anything else?
But strange, creepy men are wandering around Muscatine County.
Be careful, because they are coming for you.
Men in black.
You who are hearing my voice.
Specifically you. You know who you are.
Specifically you. They're coming for you. Yes. Okay, is that all for that one? Because I've got a doozy for the last one.
Do you?
I do.
Take us home, Mac Daddy.
It wouldn't be a proper episode without some sort of...
Florida?
Genitalia.
Oh, yeah, that's another staple.
And I made sure to go ahead and grab a bit of genitalia.
Oh, I see what you did there.
A man has been arrested after he allegedly scanned his penis at a supermarket self-service checkout.
Huh.
What's the price per pound on penis
these
days? I know the market's pretty low right now.
You got to get the manager to put in.
$6 a gallon.
Oh, I'm sorry?
Why would you measure penis in gallon?
Yeah, that's what I was imagining.
Yeah, that's a weird thing. Okay.
It's a liquid. Yeah, okay. Wait,
yours isn't?
Oh, well, you know, it is if you put it in a blender. And then you just put it in a nice...
This is getting gross.
Yeah,
okay, moving on. The suspect is said to have walked into the shop in Seattle and laid his genitals on the self-service scanner.
Mm-hmm. As one does.
Mm-hmm. After placing his private parts on the till, he called a female checkout worker over to help. When the woman approached Fisher, cops noted, she saw that his penis was out on the stand. The employee said she reacted with surprise, which caused Fisher to laugh. A male employee said that he saw his female co-worker, reacting to something on the checkout stand. He, quote, walked over to see what the issue was. That's a valuable quote. that worker's police report said Fisher's penis was resting on top of the scanner.
Gingerly.
The suspect was laughing and did not make any attempts to stow away his blatantly exposed genitalia.
Mm-hmm.
Fisher fled the business before cops arrived, but he returned to the market several hours later and was confronted by workers who recognized him from the earlier incident. Cops say Fisher ignored employee demands that he leave the store and got into a shoving match with the security trying to escape or to escort him from the premises. He now faces both indecent exposure and assault charges.
Probably shouldn't have came back there, bud.
Yeah, I'm going to say on a scale
that's
of...
kind of stupid.
There's enough scales. Let's just say it was a bad idea.
Yeah.
To come back. I mean, it's a bad idea to try to scan your penis on a self-serve.
I feel like it's one of those practical jokes where, you know, like, I've heard, well, actually I had a friend who used to do this all the time. He would
this specific thing.
Not this specifically, but he would wrap his penis around his wrist. And he would go like, "Hey, you know what time it is?"
Oh, come on.
And then he'd, you know, like he'd gesture to make you look at it. This feels like it's very similar to that.
We're just a couple of guys, you know, we're just a couple of guys looking at each other's dicks. It's
That's
just
what
a good
guys
joke.
Do,
it's
right? Fun. Guys do that to each other.
Great. So yeah, he did that, and there's a lot I have to say about this. I don't know what I want to say, but like, one, I feel like, why? Two, did he think he was going to get some sort of valuation of it? Was he going to get, you know, do you think he was going to scan?
I think he wanted to get a date with that female worker.
Yeah.
He thought that was going to be the icebreaker that he needed.
Yeah. And three, self-checkouts usually are way more work than they're worth. They always have problems.
Yeah, you might as well just plop it down and have the, you know, the cashier do it for you.
Yeah.
Have her run it through. Crunch the numbers.
That's both opportunities, okay? You can be a male and a female cashier.
Well, because he got a female
cashier. Oh, okay.
That's why I was assuming.
All right, I got you.
But yeah, I mean, you know, if you want to get a male to handle your groceries.
If you know what I mean. yeah, so he did that, and we applaud him. No, that definitely gross.
Yeah, don't speak for me.
It was gross, and he shouldn't have done that.
He shouldn't have done it, but then there was that guy who pooped on one, like, a week or two ago.
That's true. Yeah, this is kind of a follow-up.
This is a follow-up. This is part two.
But it's not the same guy. This time it's personal.
Yeah, that's right.
Uh-huh. It might have been. Who knows?
Who knows? No, it's not, though.
It's not, yeah. I can tell you with some reasonable certainty that it was not him.
Mm-hmm.
But now that we've gotten into the jib-jabbing and the flim-flamming, you got nothing left, I got nothing left. It's that time. It's the time where we say...
so long and farewell.
Bye.
Vaya con Dios.
Goodbye. Please leave. Don't come back, but do, because we've enjoyed your time. Folks, let me give you the rundown before I send you along your merry way. You can find us on our website at ghostshipradio.com under the Bannerbox Radio tab. You can also find the show on iTunes and all other places you get your podcasts. You can contact us directly by using the contact form on our website. And if you like what we do... Or if you don't, I mean, it helps either way. Consider supporting us over at patreon.com/ghostshipradio. It helps a bunch. And that's all for this week.
And remember, human saliva contains a painkiller called opiorphine that is 6 times more powerful than morphine.
Thanks for joining us. Check 1, 2, 3. Hello, Daniel. Are you there? Can you hear me?
I am speaking as clearly as can be through my mouth hole.
This show is part of the Ghost Ship Radio Network. For more information, go to ghostshipradio.com.